Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Over Easy. My name is Manny. In case you are new here, or welcome back. I just want to have a little ramble session because I feel like I've had so many thoughts about this topic. If you've seen the title, then you already know we're going to be talking about influencers and social media today because I feel like it is just such a important, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but just so apparent in our current society and current world. Maybe it's just my world, I don't know. That's how I feel. And I really want to talk about it because I've been seeing and watching so many commentary YouTube videos on it and just seeing all these scandals and things that come up that I just want to have a chat today. I have a brief outline, but I think a lot of this is going to be kind of on a whim. And I kind of miss when I did podcast episodes like this where I kind of just had a vague idea of what I wanted to talk about and I would just let my brain flow. It's good and bad to do episodes like this because sometimes I find that I black out and I don't even know what I say. But other times I find that my brain actually does create some thought-provoking and insightful comments. So we'll see how this goes. I don't know. I want to preface and start this episode off by saying that I am a huge social media stan. And I, of course, grew up with social media and it was basically my entire childhood. I started watching YouTube when I was in maybe grade one, maybe grade two, when I was allowed onto my parents' laptop when they weren't using it because we didn't have a computer at home. I didn't have an iPad until later. So in my spare time, I would just use my parents' laptop to watch YouTube and I would be kicked off if they had to use their laptop for work and stuff like that. I was huge into the lifestyle vloggers and lifestyle community. Some notable people include MacBarbie07 or Bethany Moda, Miss Remy Ashton, who I still watch to this day, Laura DIY, who I also still watch to this day. And then I was also huge into skits and comedy. So Niga Higa and Kev Jumba were probably like my go-tos in the day. Oh, and also Superwoman, now that I think about it. Superwoman was also a big one that I really, really enjoyed. So I will just say that I've always grown up loving social media and it has always been a big part of my pastime and hobbies. To this day, I love watching YouTube. I will sit there and watch YouTube videos when I can. I am the biggest YouTube stan. I think it's just kind of interesting, and what I really want to talk about is getting into influencers and how their role has kind of evolved in society in pretty much since the pandemic. I think it's been huge, and I kind of want to talk about it. So I have a list of pros and cons about influencers in general, and I don't want to come off as dragging anyone or roasting anyone or anything like that. I truly had no one in mind when I was thinking of this list and thinking of all of these ideas. I was just kind of thinking about influencers in general, which is crazy. I mean, honestly, some, not many, not even me, would categorize me as an influencer / content creator because I have received PR, which we will talk about later in this episode. And I also do some of these things that are on the list that I'm going to talk about. So this is not meant to drag anyone at all. I say this because I know a few of my friends and people who may listen to this our podcast, like, know that I know people who are influencers, and I am by no means trying to shame them or anything like that. I truly wasn't thinking of anyone in particular in this episode. I just was thinking of influencer as a being and what their role is in society, and I thought that was just very interesting. Anyways, let's talk about the pros of an influencer in general, in social media, in our world. I would say that the first thing is that a lot of times you feel very related to and relatable to these people because they are quote unquote regular people who are being broadcasted into society. A big part of why influencers are so successful is because they have that relationship with their viewer that normal celebrities don't have. I mean, I don't feel any sort of connection to anyone like Kendall Jenner, Kylie Jenner, Hailey Bieber, anyone like that, because I don't know about their personal life. I don't really understand what they do every single day. Like, I don't get to see their daily moments broadcasted. I only see their broadcasted image and who they are as a celebrity. But for influencers, it's great, and why I loved them so much growing up was because they were so relatable. I mean, for example, Bethany Mota was just a regular high school girl who was showing off her room tour, who was using drugstore makeup that I could use, that I could find at my local drugstore, also drinking Starbucks coffee, which I drank. Like, there were a lot of similarities and things that you could see in yourself in influencers that you watched. And I think that is so, so important, and why influencers are so successful in current society. I mean, a lot of the current YouTubers that I watch are actually people who I find are very similar to me. For example, I watch a lot of Asian creators, and I really enjoy when they broadcast their Asian identity and talk about their Asian identity and their culture and stuff like that. I also watch a lot of people who are in their 20s and are figuring out life, because obviously I'm also in my 20s and figuring out life. I also watch a lot of people who have a 9-to-5 job, because I have a 9-to-5 job. So I find that I am very represented in the influencer space, and that is something that helps create that parasocial relationship. And also, it's just more comforting to know that you are being represented in this world. Like, oh, there is a person like me out there somewhere. I might not see them in popular Hollywood media. I would never see a young 20s girl who's trying to figure out her life, who might have a bit of acne and works a 9-to-5 job, on a red carpet. But I would see that on YouTube or on Instagram. So it is so nice to be related to, understood, represented. And another big part of why they are great is I think they are very aspirational to a healthy degree. They broadcast a life that you want to live. A lot of people make content about wellness, setting goals, productivity, stuff like that. And I find that that is what motivates me to set goals and become the best version of myself. A big part of it is because I think they are very relatable to me. So it's like, if I can see someone around my age, kind of similar to my demographics, setting goals and achieving these things, like, there's no reason why I can't do that and I can't be successful with the same goals. So it's very aspirational. They might live in a very nice apartment that you want to live in. They might have a lifestyle that you want to have. They might have products that you want to use, stuff like that. It's all very inspirational and makes you want to work very hard. Next thing is, I do think to a large degree, influencers do invoke a lot of thought and thought patterns, if that makes sense. That was a really weird way of wording it. But I think it's just that a lot of creators nowadays are very thoughtful with the content that they create. It is very beautiful, has beautiful cinematography, and also the overlying themes and ideas that they present invoke a lot of thought. One example that I can think of off the top of my head is Sophia Chang and her vlogs. I haven't watched them in a while, I will say that. But when I was in my big phase of watching her, her vlogs are always connected by this overarching theme. One might be about how she's turning 30 and aging and growing up. Another might be about fitness. I know she was trying to quit nicotine for a long time, so health and fitness and wellness and that overall journey. There's a lot of overarching ideas that I think are presented so beautifully in influencers' content and vlogs. And last thing is, of course, a pro when influencers use their platform for good, whether that is donating the money that they earn to charity, whether it is giving back their PR to their viewers or to a women's shelter downtown, or anything like that. Like, I think that is awesome when influencers use their platform for good, because I will talk about this in a sec, but currently the influencer space is just so saturated and full of overconsumption that we need to not have so much stuff. So those are kind of the general pros that I thought of about influencers. That's not to say that those are the only pros. I for sure have missed out on things that I could not think of at this current moment, but that is just what I have as a list. Overall, I think influencers are great, and I don't aspire to be one, but I aspire to have the lifestyle that they have. But let's talk about a few cons that I have noticed about influencers recently. First one is when they become out of touch. Biggest one that I've seen multiple times, time and time again, is about how their job is very hard. And I will not say that they don't deserve to say that, because of course in every job there is some aspect that is difficult. And also, just because someone has it more difficult than you do doesn't mean that you don't have a difficult life either. We're not here to compare difficulties and say that one is invalid just because objectively one is harder or easier than the other. But I will just say there have been time and time again where influencers complain about the fact that their job is very hard to their viewers, the people that support them, and it does come off the wrong way, of course. I think it is valid, and of course it is fine for influencers to say that there are aspects of their job that they don't enjoy. Maybe it is getting hate comments left and right, having your actions kind of micromanaged by the public all the time, or feeling like your sense of worth and your sense of your career is based off of your personality and your lifestyle, which I think is probably a very, very tricky aspect of it. But what I don't agree with is when influencers complain that their job is harder than other roles in society that are objectively very difficult, like being a nurse or being a teacher or anything like that. I think that just comes off the wrong way. As someone who has a 9-to-5 job, and my job is also not glamorous at times, I have to lift heavy boxes, I have to move things left and right, I'm outside in a warehouse yard, like my job is also not glamorous, but I know that there are many benefits of my job that are handed to me that I would never complain about. I just think it just comes off the wrong way when influencers complain about their job because they genuinely believe that they are always the victim, which just does not make sense. Objectively, their job, what they do in their job is not difficult. They brainstorm, they film content, they post it. If you become a little bit more popular, you start doing admin work like emails for brand deals and stuff like that. But I think influencers are just handed so many things in our society that it's kind of unfair for them to say that their job is hard. I mean, you basically never have to buy makeup ever again if you are a lifestyle creator. You have more makeup than an entire Sephora store. At any beck and call, you can get a brand to gift you things that you need for whatever you might need in that current moment. There's just a lot of benefits that they get that are not given to the general public, and I think those give them many, many benefits in their life. Second off is sometimes influencers may promote undesired behaviors in our society because it helps them earn money. From this point, I was kind of thinking about those Amazon restock influencers. There are so many of them nowadays where they have the perfect fridge with the egg holder and, you know, your drinks are lined up perfectly and your cheese is put into the little box. You don't need all that stuff in your fridge. You don't need all that stuff in your home. It doesn't make sense to empty one juice container to put it into another glass container when the juice comes in a container that is perfectly usable. It is not realistic for people to have a fridge that looks spick and span and perfect at all times. And I think this behavior just promotes overconsumption to an extremely high degree. I mean, I see so many Amazon influencers who just post Amazon hauls left and right. Genuinely, how much stuff from Amazon can you buy and can you actually use? Once you put your spices into those matching spice jars, there's no reason for you to buy another spice organization thing. They're there to make money, and of course, to each their own, they're there to make money, but I think it just becomes a problem when the behaviors that they are promoting promote overconsumption that is wasteful and also harmful to our environment. Another big thing is we don't need new clothes for every single season. You don't need a new pair of jeans every single season of the year. A good pair of jeans can last you multiple years. I've had jeans that last me multiple years, and I wear them over and over again, multiple times per week. It's normal to wear the same clothes every single day or the two same outfits twice in the same week, you know what I mean? I just think that sometimes there are certain influencers who, while they are trying to make money, promote many unhealthy habits that are not beneficial to our society. Another big con that I have of influencers is that it is very easy to compare yourself. And I think this comes from the also overarching social media use as well, is that it is so easy to compare yourself on social media and to influencers around you. I have honestly had many, many instances where I had to unfollow influencers because I would just constantly compare myself to them and feel bad about myself, because somehow influencers always look picture perfect. They always have their makeup done. They always look so good, even in the candid photos where someone just snaps a picture of them. They always look so good, and it just made me feel terrible about myself when I was especially a little more insecure about how I looked and who I was. I was so insecure about that I had to unfollow the influencer because I just could not handle it. And it's not fun. It's not fun to always constantly just open your Instagram and feel like you're behind in life, you're not achieving enough, you're not doing enough in your day-to-day life. And I think that's a big problem that social media poses, and just constantly kind of, constantly promotes. Because everyone, and I think it's also just like behavior on social media in general, is that everyone just posts their highlight reels on social media, what they're achieving, the best moments of their life. No one's posting the hard days when they cry, when they're having an existential crisis. But that's a problem because you're constantly comparing yourself to someone who is only sharing the positive moments of their life. I have to always remind myself of that, is that behind every social media post, there are tens of moments that are maybe not perfect and not postable online that I have to keep in mind so I don't feel bad about myself. Last con that I thought of is just when influencers start to become very entitled. And I was thinking about this one in particular because I watched a commentary video about a specific influencer about how she was feeling like she deserved brand deals because she was an influencer with many millions of followers. And when people got mad at her, she felt she was snarky and felt like she was entitled to brand deals because she's a big influencer. I think that is just not gracious at all. I think we should handle all of these opportunities with grace. I mean, every time I get an email from a brand in my inbox, I am so beyond elated and happy and amazed that they want to work with me. I don't think we should take these things for granted. And I think that's just a general lifestyle and life kind of perspective that is important to have. And I think it is also very beneficial to be happy. So that's kind of just my thoughts on influencers, how they act in our society, what kind of place they have in our society. I do think they are great and there is a purpose to them. I mean, genuinely, the original purpose of an influencer was to actually know what products to buy. And I do find a lot of new products, new restaurants, new places to go because of influencers that I follow on social media. So I think that is great because they promote local businesses. They promote supporting small businesses. They support local, all this kind of stuff that I think is amazing. The next thing I just want to talk about is PR. which, if you don't know what PR is, it's basically when brands will gift items to creators or influencers. You don't have to post them. You don't have to do anything with them. You could give them away. I think the only thing you can't do is sell them, which is totally valid. But I will make a disclaimer that I have received PR before, so I am part of this bunch. But I think it's great because it gives you exposure to new brands that you otherwise might not have heard of or tried. I found my favorite jewelry brand, Ana Luisa, through PR. I've tried Inkbox, which is a somewhat temporary tattoo brand, through PR as well. It was great. I love it. It generally actually makes a lot of sense because obviously, how is an influencer going to know what product to suggest if they aren't given products to try? But I just don't agree with PR when it becomes very, very wasteful and promotes overconsumption again. For example, when a makeup brand is launching a new foundation line, I don't see why it is necessary to send an influencer every single shade of the foundation line to their house. It is quite obvious that you will only use one shade, if not two or three at most, so why do you need to send them all 15 bottles of foundation? And it's great when the influencer takes it upon themselves and donates the rest to local women's shelters or anything like that, but a lot of people just don't do that because it takes work and people don't want to do that. And that is when it becomes wasteful because then you just have bunches and bunches of product sitting in someone's house not being used at all. Another thing is that a lot of PR tends to come in very over-the-top, hyperbolic, is that the right word? Hyperbolic packaging, as in it's very exaggerated and super, super huge. It's meant to create and draw attention. They want you to post it. I just find that there's just so much excess cardboard and packaging, tissue paper, streamers, stuff like that, that is not always super easily recyclable. A lot of the cardboard boxes are lined with plastic so that you can't recycle them. Then you have little scraps of tissue paper or like metallic plastic again inside the packaging and it has to go in the garbage. Why are we doing this? Brands have more than enough money to invest in sustainable packaging. Maybe it can be compostable. Maybe it's just 100% recyclable or it's made out of recycled material. Why do we need to still be making packaging that is literally 10 times larger than the product and all has to be thrown into the garbage can? I don't understand and it doesn't make sense at all. Some of the notorious PR scandals that have happened are with brands like Poppy, Tarte, Benefit, etc. And I kind of wanted to talk about those specific situations because I think they just highlight some interesting things to note. So if you don't know, the most recent Poppy scandal with PR was that they gifted influencers vending machines, custom Poppy vending machines that were filled every slot with Poppy drinks. And of course, this was for the Super Bowl, so the influencers were hosting a Super Bowl party, and people who went to the party obviously could get a Poppy from the vending machine. It then later came out that these Poppy custom vending machines were over $15,000 each. That's the rumor, at least. I think the CEO said something about how it's not $15,000, but people were looking online and stuff like that, so I'm just going to say that they were over $10,000 and super expensive. Here's where my thought process is. Part of me is like, you are a profit-making corporation, so it makes sense for you to invest so much money in advertising and things that will drive views. But could we not have thought of something to kind of bring back or kind of give back to your actual loyal supporters, the people who are paying for your Poppy in the grocery store? That would have been so cool. Maybe like a short Instagram reel where they leave one of the vending machines in a SkyTrain station in Vancouver and just capture people's reaction to it while they're taking the SkyTrain. Something like that is like so fun and so creative, and I think would have gotten the same amount of attention, but would have been perceived so much more positively because you're actually giving back to people who support you, or you are also creating more awareness for your brand for people who don't know your brand. So it makes sense. Brand awareness, you know, these influencers have so many followers that once they post your vending machine, their followers will all see. I get it, but it just, I feel like sometimes it could be reworked in a way that kind of is more beneficial and less wasteful. I used to love seeing PR hauls and all this kind of stuff, but now I find it's a bit out of touch, especially when influencers post PR hauls where the haul is like 30 minutes long and their whole wall is full to the brim of boxes of PR. Who on earth would ever consume so much product that you need to have that? And sometimes, a lot of times people say it's like, oh, this is what I got in a month. This is what I got in a week. So this happens multiple times every single day. Why are we continuing this? It just doesn't make sense. Another thing is just that influencers already receive so much free stuff that when they are kind of, I don't know how to word it, except for bringing up the specific situation. So there was an influencer who posted a PR haul, and obviously all the stuff that was in her PR haul was free, gifted to her. Then on her Instagram story, she links to her Amazon storefront or a link tree or something like that, where you could click the link and buy the products that were in her PR haul. And it just kind of felt like a slap in the face to a common person because, first of all, you just showed off an entire video of you getting all this free stuff. Now you're gonna link all the things that you got for free that I have to spend my hard-earned money on that for sure I make less than you, and you get to make a commission off of me clicking your link. I just found that was a little bit out of touch and not the best way to maybe promote the products. You could give them away to people. You could buy a bunch and give them out for free. I mean, influencers have more than enough money to do stuff like this. I just think that PR in general has just become such an overconsumptious nightmare that it's really hard to support it. I did support the idea, but it's just been taken over the top. Also, I also want to bring up, there's no influencer PR video without bringing up a Tarte trip, of course. Tripping with Tarte, if you were watching lifestyle vloggers back in the day, you will know what this is. I thought it was just, when I was young, I loved them, but now I see it, and the fact that they get so many goodies when they're in their hotel room. There were rumors that there were Gucci products or Hermes products or anything like that. It's just crazy to me how much brands will spend for these types of things. And I think there must be some sort of logic and reason for this, of course, but it's just hard to understand that this was justified. Yes, we can bring these influencers onto a brand trip, but do we need to buy them Birkins to put into their hotel room and gift to them? I don't know if they actually gave Birkins. I don't think that's true. I just made that up, but still, it's like kind of the idea. So yeah. PR in itself is just such a huge topic that I think is very interesting, because I say all this now and part of me knows that deep down I don't really support PR, but if you give me a free product, there's no way I will say no. So I know that I am also part of the problem. There's no denying that. Anyone would take free product if they can. But I think it's just the volume that we have now, because there are so many brands out there and their brands are willing to do extravagant things to get talked about and posted on social media. I think that's where the problem lies. Okay, last thing I want to talk about is kind of my social media use this year, because I think my mindset has definitely changed. First of all, the big overarching idea with this is that I want to use social media as little as possible, which is very interesting. I want to use social media as little as possible as a social platform. I find that a lot of times I just don't really resonate with the people that I follow on Instagram anymore. I was just talking about this with my RMT. I was like, I don't really, you know, want to follow these people anymore. A lot of them are from when I was in high school, so I don't really care to know what they're up to in their lives. And yes, I could unfollow them, but it's just kind of bad manners, I guess. That's how I see it. But honestly, I should just be brave and just unfollow people that I don't resonate with anymore. But it kind of reverses, slash, it doesn't really make sense because I literally post on social media and make content for other people to consume on social media, which doesn't make sense when you think about it. So I want to talk about why I post on social media even when no one watches. And I'm not going to say no one watches because I know that there are people that watch and I get the nicest messages from them. So thank you so much if you support me on my podcast or my YouTube, whatever it may be. You mean the world to me. But generally, I don't get many views. And I want to talk about why I still post on social media. It's been probably 5 years at this point. I think I really started posting on YouTube after my first year of university. So coming up on 6 years this year, to be honest. And I don't have a million subscribers or anything like that, but I still try to post consistently on social media. And the biggest reason why is for myself, to be honest. I am a super nostalgic person. I love looking back on old memories. That's why I have 10 million journals and planners, is because I like to look back on what I've done in life. And making YouTube videos and documenting my life is just part of that. A big part, I think I've realized that I really only like making vlogs because it is just documenting my life and sharing it with people online. I don't really like to do sit-down videos where I talk about nonsense because I feel like I'm underqualified slash don't really know what to say, but vlogs, I feel like, teach people lessons through your learned experience, which I think is so, so useful. My favorite things to watch are vlogs. I love to make vlogs. I think just watching other people's lives is so special and forms such a deep connection. And personally, for me, I am able to go back and watch different parts of my life. I was just watching my old TikToks a few nights ago, and that was kind of from my post-graduation era, my fresh out of graduation era, and I was like, wow, I was such a different person. It was so nice to see what I was up to at that time. I have YouTube videos from when I was in university, so being able to document that forever is so special to me. So I love social media. It's kind of like an online scrapbook for me, an online memory keeper, but I also know that it is not always the healthiest thing, and it is definitely toxic at times, so we all have to be careful about our social media use. Anyways, I rambled a lot this episode. I hope you resonated. I don't know if you agree with me, disagree with me. You can have your own thoughts, to each their own. Those are just my thoughts, some of them. I probably will have more as soon as I turn off this recording, but I gotta get to sleep. I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.